We're in 2020. I have now recorded an episode since October. I'm gonna say October. Yeah, October. So I gotta get back to it, man. Gotta get back to it. Y'all tune in. This will be a good one. What's up, everybody? Good morning, baby. It has been a very rough 24 hours, man. It has been a very, very dark moment. And I don't say dark in the sense of fiendish or devilish, but we lost a strong, strong light. Whew. It's hard to put it into words, man, when someone who is revered, who you can't even gather the word for Kobe Bryant's existence has not been written in the English language. That is the effect. Right? That is the effect. You know, it's just... Where do you even begin? Like, how do you comprehend that? Because as a fan, I think it's the same thing, you know, the same way we had to grieve Nipsey's untimely murder. I think Nipsey's passing was more frustrating than it was this. Kobe's death, unfortunately, was... it was just his time. And what hurts the most, I think, is his daughter and the other young girls that were on there. You know, when you're a man... When you're a man, you think about these things. You think about dying before your kids. You know, you think about losing your kid before you die. You know, like, yeah, man. This one's gonna hurt for a while, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where you listen to this podcast, what planet, the part of the planet you're on, where you are in America, but this one's gonna fucking hurt. If you gotta cry, cry. Fuck it. Don't let social media tell you how to grieve. You know. Don't let people tell you how to feel. You know, I've been a Kobe fan my whole life. I'm only 30 years old. I don't know Michael Jordan. The last time I saw Michael Jordan, he was wearing a Wizards. He was on the Wizards. You know? He was on the Wizards. I mean, he still averaged 20 points a game, but, you know, I don't know Michael Jordan. He's not my basketball Superman. You know? He's not. Kobe's it. And it's just... Fuck. This sucks, man. This fucking sucks. You know, I haven't recorded a podcast since October. October. And I just been trying to find myself, you know. I've been out of the service for a year now, and I've been just trying to find myself, man. And It's crazy. I'm just blanking out, man. Cause do you go about it upset because you lost Kobe, or do you let the pain of the loss come out? Right, you cry your heart out. You know, watch your favorite highlights. You know, watch the game where he beat your team. He stole the playoffs from you. You know, he sent you guys home with a dagger, you know. And then I think what plays in my mind the most, and, you know, I want to say welcome to Confessions of a Man Stuck in Traffic. I am stuck in traffic right now on these country-ass back roads in Florida. People drive like shit. I'm stuck behind somebody's grandma at 6 o'clock at night. What I can't get out of my mind is being 40 years old, right? She's 13, so I'd be 40 years old. She'd be 23. And she'd probably be in her second year in the WNBA. And I just see that girl dominating. That step, that hard stop, shoulder, step back two. Oh, man. I just see it. You know, I see that little girl balling out of fucking control. Just Lisa Leslie and Diana Taurasi all rolled up into one, man. Just dominating out there. Hell, maybe being the first female ever drafted into the NBA. You know, it's like Kobe was on that path. You know, and I'm sure someone somewhere will pick up the torch and push his vision forward. But I just, right now in this exact moment, you know, I just cried, man. I cried. You know, I cried. I cried my ass off. I cried with my wife. I cried on my own. I cried driving to work. I cried at work. I just sat at work like, I don't want to fucking be here. I left work early. Went home. Went on the trampoline with my babies and just laid there and watched them jump and laugh. And they have no clue the weight of the world on their dad's shoulders. And I just cried, man. And I regret not having a daughter. It makes me want to have one, man. Seeing like that type of bond is just, man, that's what I want. You know, I got it with my sons. My sons are like me. They're hard-headed. They're fighters. They don't take no shit. They don't take my shit. I don't take their shit. So, you know, we bump heads and we go at it, and you know, we have a rough go about it, right? But at the end of the day, I love my boys, and I'm there for them, and I'm teaching them the ways of the world and how to navigate life as a black man. But Kobe was such a prime example. He was such a prime example because he is what you expected an athlete to do with everything that we as fans gave him, right? Without the fans, without the people pouring into the stadiums, and, you know, without people selling out every game he fucking plays, and his jersey and the shoes and his clothing line, whatever. Without us, there is no Kobe Bryant. Right, he could have came into the league and been a nobody. He might not even made it to the league. But without the fandom, he's still a father, right? I don't want to take that from him. That was inappropriate. You know, he's still a father, he's still a husband, but he's not everything that he is right now, what he's amounted to it at his unfortunate passing, right? So with that, Kobe took that and turned it into Epic Games and gaming. Jesus Christ. I saw a T-bone accident there. If you listen to this, please don't speed. Please don't tailgate. Please don't jump in front of cars just because you need to get out into traffic. Give it a fucking minute. God, you know, God, whoever your fucking God is, or if it's just the universe, they'll send you a break in traffic, okay? Just a quick PSA. Don't be an asshole. We all got somewhere we want to get to, okay? We all got somewhere we need to be. There's no reason for you to think that you're more important than anyone else on the road. So please don't drive like a piece of fucking shit. Anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, Mr. Bryant, Kobe being Bryant, he was an entrepreneur after. You know, he was working with GLAAD. It's a gay advocacy company. Organization, I should say. This is a great song, by the way. You know, you know, he was in Epic Games, and the man had a $2 billion portfolio after he retired. After, right? He was investing around the world in basketball. Around the world. He was the global ambassador for basketball. He was merging sports. He was a huge Milan fan. Right? He was into racing. I mean, anything that you're interested in as a hobby, Kobe Bryant had his finger in it, and he was somehow making it more successful. He was pushing the digital revolution. There was an article a couple years ago about how much Kobe is investing in tech. Right? Like, Kobe is just, they tried to call him a predatory investor, right? Which is so fucking disrespectful, because that's that man's money. Now, he can go fuck it off and become broke and have all this drama like you, like people want him to be. TMZ, fuck you, TMZ. First off and foremost, fuck TMZ. Rob that man's family of the police department being able to deliver them a news with a grief counselor. His fucking family has to wake up to TMZ stealing that from them. Fuck TMZ. Anyway, you know, Kobe did what he was supposed to fucking do, man. He set the example for what hard work is, man. I mean, he set the example. A lot of people are hating on him, like, oh, well, you know, he didn't know, man. Listen, motherfuckers get caught up all the time, right? People want to bring up his case. It went to court. It got settled out. It got closed. He moved on, and he became, like, a women's basketball advocate, probably the women's basketball advocate. You can turn your shit around. How do you expect people to fucking fix their lives? So, again, like, you know, he did everything he was supposed to do. He made a mistake, he corrected it, right? He stayed true and loyal. He stayed down for L.A. He stayed down for the team that drafted him. He embodied loyalty. Two-a-days, three-a-days, up at six, up at seven. You know, up at the crack of fucking dawn. You know? He set the tone, man. So people who right now who are offended by people being upset that Kobe Bryant died have never been touched by his words. They've never been inspired in life. They've never had to work hard for a motherfucking thing. Look at those people right now. Go on your social media and look and say, and look at the people talking shit about Kobe passing away. And those are some ain't shit motherfuckers right there. I guarantee it. A bunch of ain't shit motherfuckers, man. Kobe did everything right. Let alone the other families on the fucking the aircraft. His daughter. Like, what the fuck, man? Shit is crazy. He did everything right. He set the tone. I joined the military because he set an example. I'm not a basketball player. But I had examples of what it means to be bigger, to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And Kobe was one of them. Right? He had all the God-given talent in the world, but he worked like he had none. And that shit got me through boot camp. That shit got me through training schools, through Siri, through all these rigorous-ass courses. Somewhere in there is Kobe Bryant's two-a-day rule, man. Even with the talent, work like you don't have any. And that shit set the tone, man. Look how many people are inspired because of him. Like, obviously, death is very powerful. It is the only guarantee you have in life is that you are going to die. And how you die and how you will remember is what you work towards. Are you going to leave this earth with gas left in the tank? Or are you going to leave this earth on E at every fucking moment and everything you do? And if you're not happy in your situation, fucking change it. That's Kobe Bryant's message to the world. That's what he meant to me, at least, to my world, to what I tell my fucking kids. You know? Like, don't let people tell you how to do it. Don't let people tell you how to grieve, how to process, how to do anything. If you're fucked up over Kobe's passing, man, be fucked up. It's okay. That man was a great man. He's worth the tears because I guarantee you, when you start looking into his life and you start finding the gems that you missed, the interviews that you missed, right, the little nuances, you see the effect that he had on so many people, you're gonna grab something from it. And that is what is going to drive you a little bit harder. That's going to be that little reminder on your shoulder. Kobe deserves every tear that's been cried for him the last couple days and will be cried for him into the future. His daughter deserves all the memorials she gets. The Orange Coast family, the other two young girls in there, like those, they all deserve to be remembered. All their deaths are tragic. You know, you can't take away from it. You can't take away from it. You can't do that. You got to embrace those people too. You know, one thing I've seen, which is really, really fucking pissed me off, is whiny ass fucking people trying to compare people in the military dying to Kobe Bryant, saying that they don't get enough shine. But what's funny is those same motherfuckers are not down at the VA. I don't fucking see them. I don't see them at military funerals. I don't see them at Bushnell Memorial. I don't see them cleaning graves, sweeping the road, doing free labor on the weekends. I don't see those motherfuckers. You know where I see them? I see them in the comment thread saying, "Oh, no one said anything about the two soldiers who died last week." Listen, man. As a service member in the United States military, we deal in death. Whether we give it more than we receive it. But when it comes, it is embraced. It is a part of your job. Your job is to live, fight, and die. That is how it goes. Like, we are death dealers. And sometimes the deal goes bad. We die. right? We die so people in this country don't have to live or have to deal with the realities of the world pushing on the boundaries of this country. Now, I know that's an old epitaph and people are like, oh, well, listen, man, y'all got no clue what actually happens out there. There are some real motherfuckers out there who want to shoot up and blow up a Walmart, right? With normal ass people working in it, who want to blow up basketball stadiums with normal ass people in it, right? And then they try and use this, oh, well, you guys bomb whatever. Listen, the United States military has never blown up a soccer stadium. We've never blown up a concert, right? Early on in the war, the drone strikes were incorrect. And a wedding was hit, right? But that's a scar that we wear. Right? That's a scar that we wear. Right? There's lots of scars, man. People make mistakes. Lives get cost. But to sit here and, like, let me not go too far down the military road, but to sit here and say, oh, well, the service... Listen, man. If you're a fucking veteran whining and crying that the two staff sergeants and the tech sergeant who died in Afghanistan last week didn't get national coverage, they actually did, man. Right? That post was shared over 50,000 times. 50,000 comments. Like, people care, right? You know what else happened? They get full honor burial. Right? There's an entire military who weeps for them. Right? Their families will be taken care of. Their funerals will be full honors. Right? It's not like they died and we left their bodies on the side of the road. That's not how it fucking works. So if you're sitting here whining and crying like, oh, well, Kobe, I didn't know Kobe. So the fuck what? Man, it's so crazy you have to sit here and defend a man's, like, it's crazy. Just embrace the man's, like, life. It's so distracted by this whole bullshit that I can't even peer into the lives of the other families. You know? Because you're afraid that they'll get dishonored and disrespected. That Kobe has to take it on the chin again. Right? He has to take it on the chin with his death so these other families can be appreciated. But people shitting on him, reposting articles, rewriting articles, saying this, man, fuck those people. Fuck those people, man. I love motherfucking Kobe Bryant. I love his daughter. Those pictures, man, that shit breaks my fucking heart. I'm sorry about the other families on there, the Gulf Coast family, Mauser? Like, that is fucking tragic, man. And we gotta start coming together, man. There's so much dissension and hate and division, man. It's fucking sad, dude. It's sad, man. You know, like I don't want to go on too long, because I could go on for another 40 minutes. I look at it like this. I've been a San Antonio Spurs fan my whole life. And I don't look at Tim Duncan the way I look at Kobe Bryant. And this is a sports fan talking. And a man who's learned lessons from both of them. Right? Kobe was my Michael Jordan. And is my Michael Jordan. You know? It's heartbreaking, man. You know, I've had the privilege of sitting in my living room. Or sitting at the bar, or wherever I was, or wherever I am, and I get to watch Kobe Bryant and my San Antonio Spurs battle it out for 100 games a year. Or, yeah, like 100, what's... Yeah, like 100-ish games. Or 90-something games, whatever. 82 plus 7, because they can only play 7. At the time, it was 3-4-6, or whatever the fucking... playoff bracket was, but you know, I got to enjoy those battles. I got to enjoy Kobe Bryant. I got to witness that shit. witness it. And I hated the motherfucking Lakers. I fucking hated the Lakers. I did, man. But I just could not hate Kobe because it was such a purist. He was such a purist, man. He was such a basketball purist. And it's just so fucking heartbreaking. And I hope they change that logo. His daughter deserves recognition. I'm so happy. UConn, her favorite basketball team, you know, they made a jersey for her, and they have a chair at the end of the bench for her, and she's basketball royalty, man, and so is Kobe. And, you know, people just want to be mad at shit, man, you know? People just want to have a reason. And it's just a fucking shame. Just a shame, man. It's a shame. But at the end of the day, he changed a lot of lives. He inspired a whole generation of black men to get into the sport. And then not even just black men, just around the world, just young men in general. He inspired a generation of men to play basketball and create memories. That's why we have the NBA we have now. A lot of people contribute their, like, man, to Kobe Bryant. That moment where you're like, fuck. He's not the exact reason. I'm sure there's somebody out there who lived and died by Kobe's words. But he was an influence on my life. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, he was an influence on your life. So mourn for him. Mourn for his family. When Miss Bryant makes a public appearance, be there for her. Support her. Donate to those foundations. Show up at these basketball camps. Get involved in your fucking community. We cannot wait on someone else to fix our fucking problems. We cannot. He didn't. Nipsey didn't. Dr. King didn't. Malcolm didn't. None of them waited. So cut your fucking cloth and get the fuck out there and make a goddamn difference, man. All right, I'm gonna let this ride. I'm gonna ride with y'all. Chills, man. I'm in my driveway. I'm gonna go hug my motherfucking family. I'm gonna go cry in the shower. I'm gonna go play some Escape from Tarkov and plan the rest of my year, man, and make some more moves. You know, I really hope you guys hope you guys find something to run with this, because find something in the tragedy and and make it yours. Right, make it yours. Damn, the jams are coming through right now. I think, yeah, right, this is cool. You know, just take something from this tragedy, man. You know, just take something. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard. You don't have to make sense of it. Just make something out of it. And just rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, man. This is the craziest sentence I've ever said in my life. But that's where we are. So I'll leave y'all. Remember, the strongest tree in the forest has the deepest roots. So find something, hang on to it, grow some roots, have a family, love one woman, except your mama. I'm kidding. You're gonna love a lot of women in your life, but your mama, your wife, your sister. Ladies, love your husbands, love your sons. Get off the internet, delete Instagram, or everybody. Just, it's 2020. The bullshit can stop now. All right? We gotta do better. If Kobe does anything for you, just do better. Just do better. That's it. In nature, death begets life. And Kobe's roots were strong. They were deep. They spanned across the entire world. And in his death, life will be sprouted. When the gigantic, beautiful tree in the forest dies, it falls down to the ground and it sprouts life. It gives animals who didn't have the opportunity to have shelter or peace or a chance. And this will do the same. So, I love y'all. Please be safe. Until next time, I'm out.